The views expressed in the following podcast are not necessarily the views of the United States Air Force or the Air Force Reserve, but rather the perspectives of the individual speakers. No endorsement of any particular person, business, or interest is ever intended.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Ready, Set, Airlift, the official podcast of the Alamo Wing. I'm your host, Julian Hernandez from the Wing Public Affairs team. With the September UTA almost upon us, and that means Family Day almost upon us, we wanted to focus this month and on this episode on some of the resources available to our airmen and their families right here at the Wing, which means talking to military and family readiness. My colleague, Master Sergeant Jacob Lewis, sat down with two of the key members of Military and Family Readiness here at the 433rd to find out a little bit more about exactly everything they have to offer for our airmen.
Hello, Alamo Wing Citizen Airmen. Today we have a special guest from the Military Family Readiness. I was going to allow them to introduce themselves. We got a Miss Nikia Evans over here. Hello.
So I am the financial counselor for the 433rd and also for the 960th. As far as my background, I'm a military spouse. My husband's been in for 24 years and we are Army. But financially, I've been doing this for over 13 years. I did get a master's in finance, so this has definitely been my passion. I've been able to be a financial counselor at pretty much every base we've been stationed at, and this is our 8th base, so you can do the math from that one. But I've been part of the 433rd for about 4 years now, starting in October.
Excellent. Perfect. Thank you, Ms. Evans. We also got another special guest. Would you please introduce yourself and your role here?
Sure. My name is Leticia Gonzalez. I am the program manager for the Military and Family Readiness. I started here back in 2004 and have been part of the 433rd for already 20 years now. Prior to that, though, I basically got my start working in Misawa, Japan, Misawa Air Base, back in 2000, and started on as a volunteer and then worked my way up. Happy to be here.
Yes. Thank you both so much for the invite today. I really appreciate it. I see some of your hard work. I'm still relatively new here. I know recently you had done a donation from the Girl Scout cookies, and that benefited me. Thank you. My PT test is coming soon, so extra thank you.
Sorry about that.
No, you're perfect. Speaking of the food and all the donations, I know you have a new project rolling about, a food bank project. Would you expand upon this, please?
Sure. In working with Ms. Nikia Evans, she basically does work with many of our families that are dealing with financial issues. And come to find out, one of our biggest one, it's called food insecurities. Many folks don't let us know or just rather keep it to themselves in regards to what's happening within their homes. And in meeting with Ms. Nikia Evans as a financial counselor, she's finding more and more of that need is here at the 433rd. Well, I'd like to have her speak a little bit more about what she's seen here.
Yeah, so I do a lot of private sessions for financial counseling, and a lot of the things that get brought up is just not being able to afford food or having to choose between like an electric bill and a grocery bill. Or maybe something unexpected came up, like they have to pay for tires, or maybe a family member passed away. So they don't necessarily have food insecurity, but it started me thinking, well, if I can help with a grocery bill, that alleviates a lot of stress for you to be able to take care of that tire or take care of that loved one that has passed away. Just something to help. Just because I just feel like it's a basic human right to have shelter and to have food and to have fresh, clean water. So I can't provide the shelter, and I can try my best with the water, but we figured the food pantry is definitely something that is needed. So once I brought it up to Ms. Gonzalez and to our commander at the time, which was Colonel McLean, they were 100% on board with us starting a food pantry.
Excellent. So my understanding is that this food pantry is going to be for the 433rd Citizen Airmen. Would you please explain how the food pantry works, how you go about collecting donations, how do you distribute?
Yeah, so we do have some blue bins that are located at various points around the 433rd and will be extended over to the 960th on the Medina Air Force Base side. So we are just collecting non-perishable items at the moment for that. next to the bins, there are a list. If people are not clear what they should donate, it does give a list of some of the most wanted foods that the food bank has provided us. But the way it's going to work is that you come on over. We have a food pantry that's set there. It's still in the works. It doesn't start until October. But we're going to allow for at least 5 non-perishable items to be taken per visit. Or assess it by need, of course, because I don't want to say 5 and maybe there's a greater need for there. We are going to try to keep some kind of tracking for that, because after the second visit, I do want to require that you do a financial counseling appointment with me just so we can assess that this is going to be more of a long-term need. And that way I can provide you with more long-term care than we can provide, because this is more for temporary assistance, just to kind of get you by for the month, but definitely not to pad someone's groceries or their pantry for the rest of the year. So no ranks or positions will be treated differently. I do want to make that very clear, that you can be a colonel or you can be an E1. It does not matter. If you're coming in for food assistance, we are going to treat everybody accordingly and not do any kind of judgment. We want to definitely take away that stigma.
Absolutely. So I just learned something. It sounds like this program started a few wing commanders ago. For this food pantry, how many airmen do you expect this to impact? How many in the past have been affected?
So when I brought it up to Ms. Gonzalez, I remember she had told me that, I don't know how many years ago, they used to have a share and care type of program. So that's why they were saying, oh, this would be very helpful. We used to have something like this. And then the Airmen's Attic kind of came about, but they're closed on the weekends. So I'm hoping that it's going to help at least 25% of the wing to be able to come and get assistance. They say that 1 in 5 families, at least military families, need some kind of food assistance. And hopefully with us taking away the stigma of food insecurity, of people not wanting to ask for help, will generate even more assistance being there and helping airmen be mission ready. Because, I mean, you can't possibly be mission ready if you're hungry or you're worried about what your family is going to eat. So I'm hoping that we're going to see at least 25% utilization by the end of the year and then increase from there.
Absolutely. So I know you all are rolling out the food pantry soon. You're planning on rolling it out in October. Is that correct?
Yes, October UTA.
That is correct.
Excellent. Again, I've been here for a short while. I see some of the stuff you all are rolling out. I know that's not the only thing you all do at the Military and Family Readiness. What are some other programs would you like to highlight or bring attention to?
We are going into the holiday season. And with that being said, we also have a program that's been in place since I've been here. It's called the Angel Tree Program, Operation Angel Tree. For this program, basically, you see these other locations. We just want to make sure that our 433rd members and 960th members are taken care of as well. So we had to start early, though, because with reserve units, we basically need to get the word out come September, getting with our leadership just to make sure they're aware that they have the applications and supervisors have the applications to find those families that are having a challenging holiday season as they approach it financially. So come October, we gather them. The tree is up by the end of October. Going into our November drill weekend is when we invite our members to come to our center to go ahead and pull the angels off the tree. And this is all done anonymous. So it's not like families are basically picking a boy or a girl and the age of the child. And also a wish list could also be a part of that as well, of what the child is hoping to receive for that holiday. So come December is when we do have our wrap party, and that's when we have our sponsors come in to pick up the toys and take them back to the families, and in a very discreet manner, give them over to the family members, and that way they can have a great holiday season. So that's one event that we are planning as we head into the season right now.
Absolutely. Super cool. I appreciate all the support you do. I know there's lots of different opportunities and things that you all offer. How can airmen find the full range and services of the Military Family Readiness?
We market it through a roadshow. So we are going out to every unit and just to make sure that we can get face-to-face with our airmen and let them know what sort of programs that we do offer. So out there, the entire team is going out there. So we are doing it as a package deal and speak about all the different programs that we do offer. Along with that, you can find us basically a lot of emails that I put out, getting together with leadership, letting them know what programs there are, putting flyers out there, and just making sure people are aware of the different programs that are here to assist our military members and families.
Absolutely. Speaking of the different programs, is there a particular one that you would assess as being underutilized?
Underutilized, I would guess the volunteer program. We basically have opportunities for folks to come and volunteer and also give back to the units and also to our community. So if anyone is ever interested in helping out fellow airmen, do keep an eye out for just different opportunities that are out there. If it's anything to do with possibly helping with the food pantry, if it's anything to do with offering a skill that they might have, such as the reservist helping reservists.
Yes.
That one.
So the commander at the 960th, Colonel Darden, he brought up in one of our community action meetings that maybe we can establish next year a kind of a career fair type mm-hmm. of thing, where a lot of reservists, we have a lot of nuances. They do a lot of other things and just be here as reservists. So we want them to come and talk about what they do as far as their career. Maybe that can jumpstart something for someone else. Talk about companies that are hiring and hiring specifically those who are reservists and wanting that. And then, like Ms. Gonzalez said, having a skill, if you're good at resume writing, if you're good at car buying, if you're good at things that you do everyday life or do professionally, we can have that as a resource here so we can start helping each other, just like the pantry. Like the whole share and care program, I'm thinking is a more broad thing. It's not just the food pantry. It's not just donations. It's helping each other because mm-hmm. reservists are a very different type of military member, and we only understand each other. So to be able to come out and help each other in that way would definitely be a resource we would love to explore next year.
We also want to bring back a directory that we had. So we would ask folks if they themselves have their own business and market it to our members here saying, hey, did you know that, you know, Joe next to you actually runs a shop who does auto parts, you know, or just different businesses that are out there. So we do have that directory. We had it going for a long time there, but then it just kind of died off. But we do want to bring that back just so that we can find out the talent that we have here on the reserve side.
Yeah, bet the pandemic stuck
it
a little
did.
Bit to that
yes.
one. So.
Yes, we had to restart and rejump mm-hmm. everything yep. after that.
So speaking of the resources and the things you offer, my understanding is that not only are you there for the military members, but you're there for the spouses. You're there for the extended family. Yes. Would you want to expand upon that? Perhaps discuss about support during a deployment?
Sure. Right now, we are actually just went under a rebranding of a program that's been around for a while now. It used to be called the Key Spouse Program. It's now called the Key Support Program that's in place right now. And what this program is all about is basically finding not just a spouse, but an individual within a squadron that really has a passion for looking after families. There's a training that entails in there thereafter once they've been appointed by the commander, by their leadership, and they then are there to assist as peer-to-peer in helping family members that are dealing with deployment throughout the entire deployment cycle. So pre-deployment and preparation, sustainment period, and the reintegration piece as well. So right now, we don't just want to have just one individual. It could be more than one individual if it's a group of two or three who want to collaborate and work with their unit in assisting the family members during deployment, during that cycle. We definitely welcome that within each of our squadrons. So it's a great program, just knowing that we can reach out. So the extensions we can do by just having additional folks that are out there within the units knowing what's going on and keeping that communication up with the leadership as well to let them know there's issues that are going on in the home during a deployment cycle. If it could be something such as what do you call it when it's the home?
So if they need like family advocacy support, mm-hmm. if they need chaplain's assistance, they need mental health. I'm not
home
sure owners, if that's what you're trying to get to.
Homeowners associations yeah. that require them to mow the lawn mm-hmm. and they themselves can't do that mm-hmm. for whatever reason. We've had members go out there and take care of issues such as that when we find out what issues there are. Mm-hmm. Somebody who may have a plumbing issue, come to find out, CE may have somebody who's like, hey, let me go ahead and send somebody out there to help them. So we basically try and help each other out, but we need to know what those issues are. And having that key support within the units, it gives us that information. We can go out there and help.
That's awesome. I know when I leave TDY or go on mission for a while, that's when the car breaks down. That's when
exactly.
You know, everything I'm buying.
Like
I get an angry
happen.
Phone call from my wife. She takes care of business. So.
Yes. And San Antonio is somewhat of a military-oriented type of town. There's so many resources that are out there that they basically reach out to us as well, saying, how can we help? What can we do for you? So having those resources at our fingertips, we just want to know what families need what so that we can go ahead and make sure that we get the right resources to them.
Absolutely. Speaking of all the volunteerism, the outreach you all do, how can a member or a family person find you all, contact you all? Where are you located?
Oh, sure. We're located in building 909 here within the compound, the 433rd compound. We have our phone number out there, 210-925-3650. And definitely look out for emails when they come out about the Military Family Resource. A lot of our programs are marketed, especially right before drill weekend. We try and get the information out there. So as people are coming in, they won't find that our emails have been buried within their outlooks. So definitely keep an eye out for our information. And hopefully we'll make a trip out to you guys during our roadshow and you can see us firsthand.
Absolutely perfect. Miss Evans, Miss Gonzalez, is there anything you want to add? Something you want to highlight more? Something I forgot?
I would like to highlight that I am having a money mindfulness workshop starting October 15th through November 5th. It'll be every Tuesday and it starts at 7 o'clock via Zoom. This is going to explore both things that I love, which is financial therapy, because I am studying to be a social worker as well. So I want to explore the behaviors and the mental health stigma behind financial anxiety. So I'm hoping this workshop, which is just a 4-week workshop, would be beneficial for those that want to attend. So look out for the flyers for that. We still have lunch and learns, as we try to every UTA, part of the PDC. So I try to do a financial topic usually every UTA Saturday or so, maybe not this Saturday just because we have family day, but, you know, come out because I know that the weekend is super busy. So I try to offer to buy you lunch and come and talk to me about a financial topic. And we do have other things that are coming up. We still have the TAP program.
Yes. The TAP program is one of the programs that we do have. Basically, when we have any individual who hits 180-day set of orders, we do have a TAP team that's located in here Monday through Friday, and they do reach out to those members that have been highlighted, stating that they had hit the 180 days, to just make sure that they do have things in order, such as they do have a job, they do have a vehicle, they do have a place to stay. So we do have those resources in place. So if ever they reach out to you, you know what they're doing, try and take care of you through that TAP program. Other programs that we just want to mention is our retirement workshop. It's a quarterly class that we offer, and this next upcoming one is going to be October, but thereafter we'll be having another one in January. So basically this is for the traditional reservist who is contemplating heading out the door, and it gives them an opportunity to talk to the subject matter experts in different areas as they make that decision, that jump into the retirement room. Another one that I want to mention is our Four Lenses class. Four Lenses is offered to different offices that are looking to improve communication amongst each other. This is based upon a personality called the Myers-Briggs, where it just kind of identifies what type of personalities you have around you and how best to work with them. We did purchase the books in advance. So at one time, it used to be where your unit has to purchase the books and we'll come out and facilitate. But at this time, we come out and facilitate with our books. So all we need to do is just book a time to come out to speak with you all.
Excellent. Awesome. A lot of very interesting topics, I'm sure. Finances and family support, all this is super important to our airmen and our leadership. Is there anything else you think we should add, or are you ready to close
stop
out?
Stop by our table on Family Day. We're going to have a lot of this information on our table. We're also going to have a scavenger hunt for the kids, which was a hit last Family Day. We're going to have a bingo, so that way you can see all the vendors that we are going to have there, especially some of our partners like Military One Source and Soldiers Angels, which provides a lot of those Girl Scout cookies and all those different things that we get to take advantage of. So definitely stop by our table, because I think we're going to have a lot of great information and great stuff for you guys.
Excellent. Perfect. Ladies, thank you so much. I appreciate you being there for the airmen. Appreciate you being there for the family. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up, okay?
All right,
I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.
Take care.
And we do want to, again, hammer home that this Sunday of the UTA will be the Wings Family Day. It is free admission, free food and drinks for our airmen and their family members. Some of the highlights include a cornhole and a kickball tournament. There'll also be a fun run. There's going to be a motorcycle ride. All that great information has been emailed out with the flyer. Remember, it's going to be from 11 to 1500 at Hangar 826 on the wing footprint on Sunday. The Alamo Wing is happy to welcome a new command chief. Chief Master Sergeant Jonathan Burke takes over as the senior enlisted leader for the Alamo Wing after Chief Williams moved on to her new assignment after the last UTA. Please extend a warm welcome to Chief Burke if you see him around the wing this upcoming UTA. For any wing members needing to fulfill their SAPR annual training requirement, there will be a mass training event Saturday of the upcoming UTA. It's going to be from 10 to noon at the IAFA Auditorium. On that note, we're going to wrap up this episode of Ready, Set, Airlift. Don't forget, you can always find the latest Alamo Wing news on our website and Facebook page. Just Google 433rd Airlift Wing. And don't forget to subscribe, follow, leave a like for the podcast on whichever platform you like to listen to us on. You can also leave us a review. Let us know what you think about the show so far. Until next time, I've been your host, Julian Hernandez. Make it a great UTA.